The Democratic Alliance welcomes the deployment of the extra South African National Defence Force troops, as well as the calling up of the reserve force to assist in restoring law and order in affected areas. This is precisely what we had asked for in our meeting with the President. But we now urge government to ensure that this deployment is optionally used in KZN. The next big crisis is going to be the threat to food security in KwaZulu-Natal, along with the supply of medication and fuel. And protecting these important supply chains must be a priority of the SANDF deployment. With warehouses, bakeries and distribution centres looted or destroyed throughout the province, it is impossible for shops and supermarkets to restock locally. And with trucks still being looted and burnt on the major arterial routes in the province, these supplies cannot reach the shops from elsewhere. It is therefore critical that a large part of the military deployment is used to open up and guard the N2 and N3 arterial freeways, along with other major routes and intersections, as well as provide security for shops as they restock. There are already long queues outside the shops that do remain open, and hunger is a real issue. The South African National Defence Force has the vehicles, the equipment and the personnel for this crucial task. And while they must also assist SAPS with law enforcement duties, protecting the province's food security and supply chains must also be a top priority. Along with the food supply chains, it's critical that the province's medical supply chains are restored and protected, as pharmacies, warehouses and medical practices throughout the province have also been ransacked. A shortage of chronic medication, medical consumables and oxygen supplies will have devastating effects. The same military protection must be applied to the supply of the COVID-19 vaccines to vaccination sites so that the province's vaccination program can be restarted as soon as possible. And the third supply chain that needs to be urgently guarded is that of petrol and diesel, both in the eThekwini Metro and into the rest of the province. Already we are seeing fuel stocks running dangerously low, and it is crucial to keep the province's entire supply chain network fueled up and operational. Failure to restore and guard these three critical supply chains will see looting that has mainly targeted retail stores, warehouses and factories until now move to residential areas, as hunger coupled with the suspension of the SASSA grant payments inflames an already volatile situation. The South African National Defence Force's armoured vehicles, helicopters and troops can and must be used in this important role.